I joined a church, First Baptist Church in Coria. I mean, in Lawton, Oklahoma. But they had a lot of things, but it was one of those cases that I just didn't feel right there. It was bigger than normal, you know, stuff. And I had a friend there and said, why don't you come out and say, we got a little church out here, why don't you come out here? And so I went out there, and they had a meeting of the all the high school kids, college kids, and army, you know, young people. And they were going to Mount Scott, and they were just going up the hill, up the mountain, walk along the time, and then you came down the mountain the same way. And so it was just a group of kids, about three or four going at that. So I went out there and walked, and about halfway up the hill, they had a place, and we were going right straight up, Buddy and I, and he had a girlfriend. We were going right up straight up the hill, and up about halfway up, they had a little picnic table, cement side of it. And when I got up there, I looked up, and there was this woman standing there, a girl standing there, and I never saw such pretty red hair, reddest hair that you can't believe how red it was. And I looked at it and I thought, man, that's a lot of red hair. And so I got up there, but she was with a enlisted man. And they introduced her around, and so listen, man, I didn't even pay attention. I got her name, Barbara, but that's about all I did get. And like then I thought, now, but I went on up the hill and came down the hill, and I asked, called a friend, and I said, this Barbara, I said, do you know anything about her? And he said, well, I said, is that boy she with, are they engaged or anything like that? He said, yeah. I said, they're going to get married as soon as she finishes high school. I said, high school? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I didn't know that. He said, you interested in her? And I said, well, I was just interested in the red hair, and I was just teasing. And he said, oh, no, no, no. I thought, he said, no, that's not this Barbara I thought you were talking about. So that's, and he told me, that's Barbara Vaughn. And I said, I don't know her last name. I said, I just know she was red-haired. And he said, no, said, she's a college graduate. Said, she's a church secretary. And said, okay. So that night when we went to church and service, after the service was over with a group of the younger people, said, let's go out to get coffee. And I had been talking with Barbara, the redhead, for a little bit, and I said, well, I've got a GI inspection tomorrow, and I've got all of the trucks and everything, I have them all set up there. I said, I don't know if I have time, and she looked up at me and put her hand on it and said, oh, you got time for a cup of coffee. And like I said, that was it. No, it took me about, I guess it was, I was just ready. It took me about 35 minutes. But we got married real quickly. It was not, I set it up to why I could have been married a week or two. it was one of those things that I just knew.
Right.
I just knew. And went, yeah. But August the 8th, 59. It would have been a lot easier if it had been in 58, because it was the 8th day of August of 58. But we had, okay, like I said, I knew pretty much, Lee, that very, very beneficial, helpful. And she was, one time I had an aunt, and she was asking me, and she said, and we were talking, and, with mother, her one of her sisters, he said, Don, how did you meet Barbara? And I said, well, let me tell you this. And mother said, I'll tell you what Barbara told me. And I thought, I hadn't heard this story. And this was, you know, five, 6 years ago. And she said, Barbara told me that when she saw Don for the first time, said when she saw him for the first time, she said, if he doesn't belong to somebody else, he's mine. And so we got married, and it was like a really nice. And after 54 years, I think it kind of held.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.